I wanted to share a short idea in the name of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zal, whose fifth yahrzeit is tomorrow, Aleph Iyar. And Rav Lichtenstein provides insight into one of the key psukim in Hallel, the pasuk that comes from Sefer Tehillim, Perakuf Yud Chet, Pasuk Chet, the three words, Tov Lach Sos La Hashem. It's good to find shelter in Hashem. And Rav Lichtenstein asks on a very basic level, why is that so? Why is it good to find shelter in Hashem? And so the first thing that Rav Lichtenstein offers, three distinct approaches that all come together to really provide us with an insight that I think elevates our tefillah in a very significant way. Then on a very basic level, it's good to shelter under Hashem with regard to the realm of tefillah because of the fact that we actually believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the power to change. And so when we Davin, when we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we are Ovdei Hashem, when we make requests of Hashem, when we make Be'akashos, we firmly believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the power to impact change. We are Ma'aminim. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and so therefore when we say, Tov Lach Sos La Hashem, it's good to find shelter in Hashem, we're in essence proclaiming that it's good on a very basic level because we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the power to impact change and the power to affect the world based on our Be'akashos. Rav Lichtenstein offers a second approach as well. He says that the concept of finding shelter in Hashem is not only because of the fact that we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to impact change, but also due to the fact that every encounter that we have with Hashem has the capacity to elevate each and every one of us. That when we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day and we have a conversation with Him, that conversation elevates us. That conversation brings us up to a level that we would not have been able to be on otherwise. Because without tefillah, without our ability to converse with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would not be on that same level. That each conversation with Hashem, in essence, elevates us to a level that we would not have been able to be on otherwise. In many ways, it's comparable to having a conversation with a politician, having a conversation with someone who's in a high perspective of power, and the ability to have those conversations with someone who is in a higher perspective, a higher place of stature, in many ways elevates that individual to a higher place. So how Kal v'chomer, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaOlam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Just the experience of being sheltered in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of being able to have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of being able to have a commitment every single day to get up and daven three times a day, to be elevated by that experience. That every single day when we stand up and we pray, we are elevated by virtue of that conversation. And so, on the second way, Rav Lichtenstein says, the second reason that it's Tov Lach Sos BaHashem, it's good to find shelter in Hashem, is because of the fact that it has the capacity every single time we pray to be elevated. To be elevated, to be ennobled, to be invigorated, just by being in the shelter, in the presence of Hashem, and having the capacity to have a conversation with Him. Rav Lichtenstein offers a third approach that in many ways is the in-between of these two approaches. The third approach that Rav Lichtenstein explains is that Tov Lach Sos BaHashem is in many ways a beautiful image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us a hug. That it's good to find shelter in Hashem. If you could imagine a little child finding shelter in their mother's arms after a terrifying experience, the comfort that that child experiences just being in that parent's arms and knowing that they have had the capacity to find security, it doesn't necessarily alter the experience on the outside, but what it does is it provides that individual with an inner sense of security. So the third reason of Tov Lach Sos BaHashem that Rav Lichtenstein proposes is this idea that we believe that every single day, as we are Ovdei Hashem, we find shelter in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we feel His embrace, we feel His hugs, we feel just the comfort and the security in knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking out for us and has the capacity to embrace us and to give us a hug in the same way that a parent would do to a child that's scared. And so as we think about our tefillah experiences, specifically tomorrow morning on Aleph Iyar, on Rosh Chodesh, a time of growth, a time of the ability to continue growing, as we think about our tefillah experiences and the capacity that we have every single day to continue to grow, I think this concept of recognizing that when we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we daven three times a day, we're acknowledging that one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the capacity to change the world. And so our tefillot should be real, they should be powerful, they should be passionate, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the capacity to change the world. Secondly, we have to recognize that our conversations that we have with Hashem, whether they are answered in the way that we would like or not, have inherently the capacity to elevate us as individuals just by virtue of the fact that we are having that conversation. And the third thing that we have to recognize every single day when we daven is that we receive so many hugs that we may pick up on and hugs that we might not pick up on from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that we should feel security and comfort in knowing that the Melech HaOlam, our Father, Avinu Malkeinu, we say, is embracing us and thinks about us and cares for us at all moments. And so just knowing those three things when we stand up to daven in many ways should give us much chizik for our tefillah to be able to really have kavana and really pray for all those around us. And I encourage each and every one of us, specifically in this climate, to really have that kavana. There are many people that need rachmanas, many people that need davening for. From a very large perspective of just the number of people that are sick, to a smaller perspective of people that are run down in their communities, people that are run down in their jobs, people, the medical professionals that are working around the clock to save people, so many people could use our tefillos. And so we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Chodesh, and we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have the capacity to affect change, you have the capacity to elevate us, and you have the capacity to provide us with that sense of comfort and security of knowing that Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King, is always looking out for us. Have a wonderful Shabbos.